You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, welcome to
episode 234, Balancing Your Health and Finances. Hey, Money Clan, a warm welcome to the Chain of Wealth podcast. I'm your host, Dennis O'Brien.
And I'm Katie Welsh.
So, Kate, fun episode today. Just chatting a little bit about how to balance your health and finances. And the reason we decided to talk about this in today's episode is, what is all the money in the world if you don't have your health?
Exactly. And I think right now, especially while everybody has been in quarantine and social distancing for weeks and weeks and weeks now, we've all had to make adjustments on what our new normal looks like and how are we going to stay healthy, both physically and mentally, but still maintaining financial statuses and goals that we're trying to achieve, even if our work situations have differed than what we were planning in the beginning of the year.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard new normal, I'd be a very wealthy man.
I know.
Anyway, before we dive right into today's show, we'd love it if you guys would hit us up on Instagram. Let us know how you're handling the coronavirus crisis, what you're doing. Are you finally out of the house and doing stuff, or are you still tucked away at home? We'd love to hear from you. It's at Chain of Wealth on Instagram. All right, Kate, you ready to dive right in?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Welcome to Chain of Wealth. Here's your host, Dennis, inspiring you to begin your journey of financial freedom.
All right, Kate. So, chatting about health and finances. So, historically, what do people used to do? They used to
go to the gym,
jump in their car,
or talk about going to the gym so much they felt like they did go to the gym.
Go for a run outside, play a sport, whatever it is. It was typically something that involved other people, right? Mm-hmm. You go running and there's other people running or whatever it is. And with coronavirus being in full effect and, you know, people realizing that this is maybe a bit more permanent than what we'd really want to admit, you know, people are starting to look at something that's a lot more in the home and, you know, like, what are your options? Like, I know a lot of the gyms and fitness places have started helping people. And like, I know some gyms have started saying, hey, you know, this machinery is just sitting around not getting used. Can we rent it to someone, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, there's been all those cool initiatives.
Yeah, Dan. And I think a lot of YouTube workout, I'll call them coaches. I don't really know what else to call them. A lot of
influencers, Kate.
A lot of influencers have been doing a lot of free YouTube workouts, and there are lots of gyms and classes that are doing Zoom workouts, and everybody's just kind of adjusting. But what if you had a mindset of longevity and maybe you want to steer away from going to the gym all the time if you can do something permanently at your home, not just during coronavirus time?
Yeah. And I think a lot of the apps out there have really started enabling people to do that. You know, there's a lot of these apps and, you know, a lot of the gyms that have been around for forever have started looking to more at-home workout solutions, and they offer like these free trials and everything else. But, you know, like you and I were actually quite quick to jump on this bandwagon a little bit before it got mainstream.
Yeah, okay. So let's just beat around the bush here, or stop beating around the bush. So to anybody who has listened to Chain of Wealth in the past, you know that we, A, love food and probably could be more active. Like, we're not 300 pounds or anything. We're pretty normal sized. But neither one of us are like going out and running marathons on the weekends. So with the buying of the new house, we no longer have the luxury of having an apartment gym right down the hallway, which very honestly, we didn't use that often anyway. So now knowing that we are going to have to get in our cars and drive to the gym after going to work all day and all that kind of thing, we knew realistically we weren't going to go. So instead of wasting our money at a big name brand gym, we decided to buy a Peloton because we both have enjoyed spinning classes in the past.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, a Peloton is a fitness bike, and it's a fitness bike with basically a massive iPad attached as a screen, and you can connect to these classes. And historically, it would sort of be a class that would take place in like one of their offices or one of their gyms, really.
Their studios.
Or one of their studios, yeah. And, you know, like the class will be packed with people and it'll be a live workout. And you can literally live stream that workout from home. So you don't actually have to be in the gym to take advantage of a workout. And it's a spin class, which normally if you were to go to a gym, you'd be in for like at least $30 to $50, depending on where you live, to attend that class.
And not only that, but back when I used to go to a spin class in Florida that I loved, it was such a hassle because I would have to rush from work, get to the gym, change in like a flash, and then hope that there would still be a bike available because, of course, the teacher I liked, everybody else liked her. So her classes would fill up like instantly. And then if you get there and you miss the last bike, well, then all that effort is for nothing. And after a long day, it's so frustrating to try to get to the gym, get there, get changed, and just have it yanked away from you. It's the worst ever.
Yeah, no, totally. So we decided that we wanted to get a bike, and it's something that we've been thinking about for a very, very long time.
We have talked about this. We talk about the 72-hour rule in our house, which is where any big purchase, we wait at least 72 hours. And I would say we talked about a Peloton probably for 6 months.
I'd say almost 2 years.
maybe very consistently talked about it for 6 months.
Yeah, consistently for 6 months. So the reason we didn't get it before is we were in a tiny little apartment. And, you know, Kate was in the middle of paying off her debt and everything else.
And it was not the right time.
We had other priorities. And, you know, living in a 600 square foot apartment, space is not on your side. And we have a little one bedroom apartment. There wouldn't be space for an exercise bike.
Literally none at all.
And, you know, like given where we were living, it was very easy to go outside and do stuff. And, you know, you just jump on the metro, you're in DC and you can go for a jog or a bike ride or whatever it is. And, you know, like living out a bit further now, it's a little bit more difficult to do that kind of stuff. Not to say that, you know, you can't go for a walk around your block, because obviously we do still do that. But we wanted something else that, you know, you can have some you time to just do it yourself. So we kind of looked at this Peloton and we were like, you know, it's something we both want. And there's a couple of different ways to financing this, right? So we looked at this and look, it's an expensive purchase. I mean, the bike itself is probably about like, what, $2,200?
It's not cheap.
Plus then you also have all the other stuff you need. You need the shoes, you need like weights. You can get like a heart rate monitor.
The mat.
There's all sorts of these extra things
bells
you can get.
And whistles.
So like all in, you're looking probably at about, well, like $2,600 or so.
Roughly. Which is a lot of money.
Yeah, no, it's a ton of
money.
That's
a lot of money, especially when you're thinking about just stationary bike in the corner of your house.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of money. And then on top of that, there's also this monthly membership fee to actually get the content on demand. So you can use the bike without the monthly membership fee, but you're not going to have the classes that you want to be a part of. So in terms of like the class that they have available, you don't have to check out the classes live. You can actually do it like pre-recorded. So a lot of the classes I do are pre-recorded, but even still, you know, you jump in a class and I did a ride this morning and there was 110,000 people that had taken that class. 110,000 people. That is a crazy number. And, you know, you kind of like measure yourself up against those people and you try to gauge as to like how good you are and you set these goals for yourself and everything else. And, you know, once you really are in a cadence that you are comfortable with, you know, you can kind of start beating it every time and just getting a little bit better and a little bit better. And so we'll talk a little bit more about the financing after the break, but Kate and I said, if we're going to commit to buying such an expensive piece of machinery to be at home for fitness, you better believe we got to take it seriously and we better believe we got to get in shape.
Right.
And now will be a great time to take a quick break and say thanks to our sponsor. And right after that, we'll dive into the finances.
So Den, in this new world that we're living in with COVID-19 and social distancing, it's really a fine line of having to struggle between staying safe and healthy, but then still maintaining your life. And one of my facets is having to get my regular routine mailing and things done like that.
Yeah, Kate. And that's where Stamps.com comes in for us. And, you know, they can help so many other businesses as well. You know, anything you need to do when you need to go into a post office, you can now do online with Stamps.com. And in fact, you can actually save up to 40% of the shipping costs that you would pay at the post office at Stamps.com. And the best part is it's all right from your computer. So it makes it super easy and convenient.
So now you don't even have to worry about being affected by coronavirus or getting sick or, you know, touching any kind of surfaces that are unclean to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Kate, right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Simply go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Chain of Wealth, one word. That's stamps.com, enter Chain of Wealth.
I think right now especially is the best time to be trying stuff that you can do from home.
Absolutely. Stay safe, my friends.
Okay, Den. So we talked before the break, the bike is a big purchase and we are very good at justifying anything that we actually really want. But this was a real life justification because it is health and finance implicated and both things are very important to us. And on the health side, we both agreed, you know, obviously fitness and, you know, for vanity, like you look good and you feel good, but also internally, like things like blood pressure and cholesterol and like all that kind of thing. Now that we're getting a little bit older in our 30s, I feel like that's something that we should probably start at least admitting that we should, you know, cut back off French fry here and there and do a little extra workout. But also the money, what's the point in having a gym membership if you know you're not going to go? And that's where we were going to be facing. So when we got the bike, we promised each other and ourselves that if we're going to get this bike, it's going to sit in our house, then we're going to use it. And it's not like we're going to use it a lot for the first month and then it's going to fizzle out like how a lot of things happen for people, but we are going to consistently use it all the time. And I think that really we have done a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people may think, oh, well, you guys probably just bought this bike because you knew that this whole coronavirus thing was going to happen and you bought it right in the middle. And no, we actually bought this before.
We bought it in February. It all started.
Yeah, we bought it before everything got crazy. So we didn't have to wait 6 weeks.
We just got very lucky
to take delivery of it that it's the current time. But in any case, we got the bike and, you know, we've been really happy with it so far. In terms of the money, another reason that kind of made it a no-brainer for us was my company offers an incentive to pay towards your gym membership. So they don't cover the whole thing. What they say is we will cover $50 for every month in a quarter. So that's 50, 100, 150. So $150 a quarter they will put towards it. But the catch is that they have to say, no, we need to see that you actually attended the classes that you said you were going to attend. And you have to attend a minimum of 21 classes to be eligible for the full value.
In a quarter.
And if you attend less than that, then you're on the hook and they will then apportion that 150. So that's another added incentive that we had to sort of try and stay on top of it. And realistically, it works out to like 1.6 times a week. It's not unrealistic.
Can you just say 2 times a week?
Yeah, well, 2 times a week, twice a week. but realistically, like that's what you should be doing at a minimum anyway, right? So that's how our financing has been working with it. And what we did is we financed the bike over the longest period, which I think was 39 months. And those at a 0% APR. So we're not actually paying interest on this bike, which is fantastic, provided you pay it off in the promotion period. And then also we have the monthly membership fee. So all in all, like once everything's said and done, we're paying about $60 a month for Kate and me to actually use it after we've got the rebate from my company. So we kind of look at it, we're like, well, $60 for two people, that's $30 a person. Like, could we even go to gym for $30 a person in a month? And the answer is no.
Not where we live currently.
If we went to like a place you can go like just spinning and go to a spinning class, that's $30 a class, you know? Right. And that's per person. So if you go to one class with two people, you've already shot over your budget. So we kind of looked at it as a longer term purchase. We've been very happy with it so far. And at the end of the day, it is a lot of money. You know, it is a luxury item, but we sort of view that, you know, what's the point in only focusing on your finances if your health is not good. And this is something that Kate and I both enjoy. It brings satisfaction to our lives. And we've spoken about this concept in previous episodes. It's that, what is your time worth? Like, what is your health worth? If you could put a dollar value on your health and well-being, what would that be? And what will you pay to make sure that you stay healthy? And that's something that you can't actually put a monetary figure on. But it's something you should be thinking about as well in terms of like what's important in my life, what will my dollar be spent on, and what satisfaction will I get for that money that I've spent? That $1, how much utility, I'm going to say, did I get for that dollar that I'm spending?
Right. And I think I just want to go back to the fact that you have to weigh up between finances and health sometimes. And for us personally, it was a great investment because we both have things like high blood pressure in our family. And, you know, that good cardio workout is so important for preventing illnesses like that, because we don't want to be suffering from high blood pressure or stroke or anything like that. But then on the flip side, I have girlfriends who I've raved and raved and said, oh my goodness, I love my Peloton. And I just had the best Peloton workout. And my best friend, I told her about it and she was like, I hate spinning. I would never want that.
Right. Yeah.
And she's a runner, and God bless people who like to run, because I admire you. I hate running. But Peloton does have a treadmill, but I'm not going to speak to that because I hate running and I know nothing about their treadmill. But for her, something like that would be better for her. So obviously, if you like spinning, we recommend the Peloton bike. But if you don't like spinning, then the Peloton bike would not be as great of use for you. But I also do want to touch note that it's not just a bike, because there are core workout classes and boot camp classes and yoga and meditation and all kinds of classes that are on the app, and you can live stream them right onto your TV. So I thought that was pretty cool. Nobody told me about that.
No one told me about that either.
For Peloton.
And I've even discovered this.
And I've even listened to the Peloton interview on how I built this about the Peloton, and maybe they didn't have it yet. But I didn't know they had other classes. So I thought that was very cool. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah. And Kate, just to put the cherry on top in terms of the money side of it. So we do also own shares in Peloton.
Yes, I forgot about this part.
And we bought shares a couple of weeks ago. But long story short, in the time that we've bought it, we've almost made $1,000 and just the stock price, just because of the sheer demand for the product. And look, that's in a very short period of time, quite a speculative thing. Who knows what will happen in the future? We have no
idea. Even when you are listening to this, we don't know.
But I mean, it just goes to show, like, you know, in the time of where the economy is so uncertain, some businesses are doing really, really well and others are really struggling. So when you're making your investments, think about what companies are doing and like what sort of environment they cater to. And at the moment it's remote, right? Mm-hmm. Remote is where it's at. And so a lot of online shops, online businesses, streaming services, those are the companies that seem to be doing well right now. So you probably want to think about having those things in your portfolio.
Yeah, well, and I think I haven't looked at the Peloton stock lately, but the last time I looked at it, it was relatively affordable.
Yeah.
Because I know people always talk about like, oh, you should have like 300 shares of Apple. And when Apple is $1,200 a share, like I cannot scrounge even one share sometimes. But the last time I checked, Peloton was only $45 a share.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
So that I feel like is an affordable stock to try out.
Yeah, no, 100%. And if you guys are interested in buying a Peloton, we are also affiliates for it, and you can get $100 off your purchase. If you want to claim the offer, just head on over to chainofwealth.com/Peloton, and it'll basically ask who referred you. You'll say us, and yeah, you can get your $100 off. We also do get some kickback for that. So thank you to people that do use our link. But yeah, it's absolutely great. We've really enjoyed riding the bike. And
that's why we got it.
Yeah. So do you want to say anything else in concluding, Kate?
No, I just hope everybody is doing well and staying healthy, and remember to wash your hands.
We'll catch you guys next time on another episode of Chain of Wealth.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.